Hey, curious cuties, or should I say bonjour? Today I'm taking you on a journey with my besties through the streets of Paris as we share the highlights, cultural immersion, unexpected moments, and reflections from our girls' trip to the City of Light. From pre-trip planning to post-trip reflections, we dive into our favorite landmarks, traditional French foods, navigating the language barrier, and managing budgeting and logistics. Plus, we discuss how the trip strengthened our friendships and share valuable travel tips for you cuties dreaming of your own Parisian adventure. So, grab a croissant and tune in for a dose of wanderlust and friendship. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Curio City. If you are not watching, you definitely should for this episode because I'm with my two besties and it's going to get probably wild up in here.
You know it.
Ooh. Okay, so you guys will recognize them. Zamaria was on a couple episodes ago. I think it was about a month or so ago. Kelsey was on several months ago now. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing her back and we're recapping our trip to Paris. We just took a trip to Paris and we thought it'd be a great episode while we rehash everything that went down. Our favorite things.
Yeah.
The worst things, tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Girls trip.
You guys ready?
Yes. Girls trip. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
So that song is literally like the theme song of our trip.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know why. I think it was like our first day.
It was
our first full day. Yeah. We were just walking and I'm kind of the type that like whenever I'm doing anything, like I'm always narrating a song in my head.
It's you a know musical. What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as we were walking, all of a sudden I was like, zooby, zooby, zoo. It just like popped into my brain.
We had all the like different Paris TikTok sounds in our head.
And yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely highlighting our entire trip. So, okay, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
You're the reason we went to Paris. So go ahead. Talk about it.
I am. It's me.
She's the reason for the season.
I mean, the idea came from because Paris is my favorite city in the world. And I got engaged in Paris. When I was there, I kept picturing like my besties there with me.
Yeah.
So I get married in a month and a half. And so we kind of treated it as like a mini bachelorette, but more just like a little girls trip before.
Yeah.
I get married.
And there was like other girls who were going to potentially be on the trip.
Yeah.
And there was like a second where we're like, oh no, like people are like falling off and like they're not able to come. Like it was sad. But in the end, I really do think because we have our own little trio situation that's mm-hmm. happened, our little group chat is called BBGs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so when it ended up just being like the three of us going,
God's plan,
it was
baby.
Like, yeah, it was meant to be. It was just like
we needed it.
Yeah. And we have so many pictures throughout the years now together of like the three of us. And this is just like adds to it in a whole different level. So ended up being so magical that way.
Yeah. Meant to be that way.
Yeah. So, yeah, we basically went for a kind of a bachelorette, but it wasn't really a bachelorette. We didn't even tell a single soul. I don't think
we didn't.
We said
anytime people ask me why we were there, I said it.
Yeah. But same.
That was like,
they're like, why are you going? Yeah. And I'm like, well, my best friend's getting married, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a girl's trip.
Yeah.
Going out with a bang before she gets married. So mm-hmm. anyway, okay. So favorite moments. We're going to talk about that. We're going to answer some of your questions too.
Yay.
So some of you guys sent in some questions. But we're going to give some like tips and tricks of like how we got there, how we spent time there, our favorite parts, things that we recommend, things that we don't. So yeah, we're just kind of going to go down the line of those sort of questions. So yeah, let's talk about our favorite moments. So favorite attractions visited and then audience question is favorite memory.
I mean, Eiffel Tower sparkling at night is forever. Like that's what hits me hard, the most. But I will say the Moulin Rouge show was insane.
Yeah.
Like one of the most beautiful but awesome things I've ever seen.
It truly was.
And
I love how we kept saying that for Kelsey's bachelorette, we went to see naked girls instead of naked guys.
Yeah,
we did.
We saw lots of
boobies. And we all were like in awe that whole time, just like, oh my god,
lots of amazing,
the most perfect tits you've ever seen in your entire life.
Halfway through the show, you end up forgetting that there's tits.
Seriously,
I will say that you like you just think it's a shirt.
Honestly,
like, I like that shirt.
Yeah,
a good looking shirt.
A good looking shirt, and they were all like pretty, I would say, like natural looking. Like for it wasn't a bunch of like,
all of them.
It wasn't like double D's out there. It was like normal.
Yeah.
No. Normal looking tatas.
Yeah.
but beautiful. So, yeah.
But I agree. Seeing the Eiffel Tower sparkle at night when we were on that river cruise during a full moon was pretty magical.
That was magical.
And then that rooftop hotel that we went to, the Hotel something. I forget what it's called. I was just looking it up. Where we oversee all of Paris. If you go to Paris, you have to go.
Yeah,
I think Elle was the one that found it, right? Yeah.
So it wasn't, the rooftop technically wasn't open like to the public. There was no like bar that was like working or whatever until April. And we were there in March. But the guy let us up. He took us upstairs. Yes. And there was nobody up there, really. And
we had it to ourselves.
We had it
to
ourselves.
It's called Hotel Dom des Arts. Wow, my French.
Yeah. Right? Something like that.
Dom des Arts.
And it was like a view of the Eiffel Tower that like, honestly, I haven't
seen
very much.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. Pretty magical.
Just having it to ourselves was really nice because a lot of places like that would be really busy. So that was like,
that's unheard of.
Yeah. So that was gorge. And I think piggybacking off of that, like when we got down from there, we were like on a high and then we stopped in that, like it was like a greenhouse type restaurant, like cafe, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we got our little drinkies. And I think my favorite moments were definitely
our midday spritz.
Every time we got sat down somewhere random and like ordered drinks.
Yeah.
Cause we would always have like the best conversations at those moments. Cause we were like getting a little tipsy cause we weren't eating with, it wasn't like a meal, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like we had like midday tipsy vibes and like magical because we like happened upon something.
Yes.
So we were like discovering things together because Zamari and I hadn't gone to Paris before, but Kelsey had, like she mentioned. And so when we all were discovering something together, it was like something extra special.
Yeah.
Like something that you had never seen or like you had never experienced. It was like, oh, like for the first time. Cause like, I feel like when you were showing us, you were so excited, but there was like kind of pressure on you and also pressure on us to kind of like be in that moment as much as like you want us to be.
Yeah.
Versus like happening upon stuff. And it was just like,
right.
Yeah. I loved that moment. Yeah. I do think I really liked Café de Flore because that was like my one landmark that I was like, I want to go there. Mm-hmm. And it was the last day.
Oh yeah.
Our last full day. And going into the Paris trip, I thought that the first morning would be my favorite like moment. I told you that even like I thought like, oh, the world is like our oyster.
Yeah.
And like, let's just take on Paris. But really it was like the last morning that was my favorite morning in that sense, just because like we went to that cafe and we ended up having amazing people next to us that we'd like chatted with. And like the sun had come out when we had like read on our app that like it was going to be cloudy all day. Mm-hmm. So it was like good news after good news. It was just like the day was getting better and better. So that was like a special moment, I think. So I would definitely recommend that. Even though our Uber driver is like, what do you say? Go to Cafe the Margot or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He was like, Cafe de Flore, no good.
Yeah. And he was like the Margot one that's like literally the next block. He was like,
fair, I'm sure a lot of locals are like over that place.
I'm
of like we are over a lot of like local
Pancake Pantry. Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I get his sentiment.
I mean, we looked. We were like, let's decide if what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, so our I think our happen upons were my favorite for the most part. Okay, so now did you try any traditional French foods or experiences? And how did you navigate the language barrier?
We had escargot.
Yeah, that's like the most.
For the first time, right? It was all of our first times.
No, right? I've had it before. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And technically, it was different though. That you said it was different. Because
it was a different
escargot. We full on got snails, like in the shell.
Yeah, in the shell. I've never had that before. Like pulling it out, that was crazy.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it was different. It was the first experience. Yeah.
But it was like the same meat. Like a snail meat.
I'm trying to think what other like French specific things we tried.
That was like the first and main thing. That was at the restaurant that was the, it was at Paris's oldest.
Yeah. Paris's oldest restaurant.
Yeah. That was our first night there. Mm-hmm. We wanted to do French cuisine. And so every, like, obviously, like, the wines we got, anytime we got wine was French wine, yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I love French wine, so I was so happy to be getting French wine.
And then I'd say the language barrier wasn't, everybody, like, speaks English there for the most part.
We didn't really run into anybody that didn't speak English.
Yeah.
It's very, I don't know why, but everybody speaks English there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you knew the most French, and you kind of knew French. I don't really know French at all, but I know how to pronounce three words well. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think they probably appreciate the fact that we can say, like, bonjour and merci.
Yeah,
you
and
know.
The first few people I came in contact with, I asked them if they spoke English in French. But then that I stopped doing that. It kind of trailed off because they just like they hear us talking to each other and then they immediately know or they'll ask us.
Yes.
So then it's over with and they're speaking English.
I noticed too that like they would ask a question or they would say something in French and you and like personally, I noticed that if I didn't respond right away, they repeated themselves in English. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's. I thought about it there. I was like, that must be something that like they just naturally do.
Yeah,
if someone doesn't respond with a certain amount of time, they probably don't even think about it. And they just repeat what they said in English, which is like amazing for your brain, like for your brain health to just like switch over.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm like so impressed by that.
It's just, if you decide to go to Paris, you just need to be respectful and you do need to learn how to say like, good morning, good evening, and thank you. Like,
yeah,
for sure.
You must. Because if you don't, they don't, it's, I mean, they don't,
it's
like,
just rude.
They don't like us. It's the truth. But if you're like respectful, then they do.
Well, honestly, too, if you think about it, like any, like if a Spanish speaker comes to America, it's not like those Spanish speakers are like speaking to Americans in Spanish. Like, hi, or like, hola, like, why aren't you speaking in Spanish to me? Like, that would be weird, right? Like, obviously people expect, but Americans, like the other way around, we don't have that same, I'm Mexican, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Americans go to other countries and they're like, I speak English. And it's like, bro, you're in my country.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Get it straight.
We got to have a little bit of respect for
and
them.
And again, that's why other countries are like, ugh, Americans.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Beforehand, we're like, okay, so she's from Mexico. I'll say I'm from Canada. Like if we ever get into trouble, I mean, she's basically from Canada.
Which was so funny because I remember our server that was like, oh, are you guys Americans? And then Kelsey was like, oh, is it obvious? Or I think, you asked, right? And then she was like, I heard her talk and I knew. And she pointed to me.
our little valley girl over there.
She's like, hi. It's like everything you say has like such a...
Even your bonjour was so like, a bonjour. Yeah.
So true.
That's so funny.
She said, there's no phlegm in there. She's just like, a bonjour.
Oh my God. Dude, the phlegm.
Happy girly.
French people are like, hoo, 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 hoo. You know?
there was that phlegm?
I literally didn't hear any phlegm in that.
It's so beautiful.
Well, I heard it when that guy was telling us about the other... restaurant, the other cafe, and he was like saying, I can't
not
do that.
Not Margot. He was saying,
I was like, I can't do that very well, but it's impressive. I'm like, and I thought about kids, like, they just like learn.
It honestly really inspired me to want to go back to learning more French because I took it in high school. And I mean, I already know Spanish and I feel like I can understand French written down really well, but
super random. But while I was there, I happened to notice that like, all the doors are. Push?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
All the doors are push. And I have never ever thought of like living in the States feeling like we have pull doors. Because I always think like they could be pull or push, you know?
Both.
They're both, right? So I've never assumed one or the other. However, I must because I kept on trying to push doors. So I'm like, there must be a disparity. Like, you know what I mean? I think we must have pull doors more than push because I kept doing it wrong.
We do.
I bet it's also like a regulations thing for like building codes and shit because like I'm sure depending on like the size, the width, whatever, like a door has to be push or a door has to be pull, you know? Yeah.
Well, I think,
like, I think that's
probably true because say you push in your bathroom stall door, right? They don't have enough room. We all experience those tiny ass bathrooms. They don't have enough room for it to go out.
No.
Right. So like, it would make sense that it would all need to go.
I mean, just imagine if we were on those streets and people were opening doors.
Right,
we'd have to go around them opening doors, which is why they're all push on the, at least on the like streets of Paris. Yeah. I don't even know if I saw a pole door. Did we even see one pole?
No. No, I don't think so. Yeah. So anyway, I had no idea that.
You have to Google it. Or if anybody knows, let us know.
I would love to figure that out because it was something that I was like,
it's keeping Lauren up at
night. Why am I struggling with doors? Like, I've never thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's super random. And all the bathrooms are in the basement. Mm-hmm. That was nice. But wasn't near food. I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So any surprises or unexpected twists during the trip?
I was surprised, I guess, negatively, how early they're setting up for the Olympics. So there was lot of stuff that is already shut down and are like grass around the monuments, the bit like Eiffel Tower, even at Palace of Versailles, where else? Oh, the Gardens of Tuileries, like all of those already have bleachers being set up. Mm-hmm. Like when I tell you like people may just think like, oh, the Olympics is, it's all of Paris. It's it's the Louvre. Everywhere they're like setting up for it.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
So I was a little surprised by that, by how early we like, I mean, that's still 3 months away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there was tons of stuff that was already closed. Like couldn't get to, there was just all these gray pipes.
Yeah.
Being ready to be set up with bleachers.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
So that was a surprise for sure. I was not expecting that at all.
And then Versailles, like the gardens were kind of dead, so we didn't expect that either.
We got there right before the bloom,
I'll be honest,
but it was beautiful still.
It was beautiful. Yeah. But I went there when it was like almost summer, and when I tell you that city is so much greener if you go in May. None of the gardens had their big old like crazy square trees and stuff. Like there was a lot that was dead.
Yeah. So, well, we have to go back.
There was a lot missing. Well. So I do suggest if you want to like visit Paris, I wouldn't do it this summer because of the Olympics, but I would choose a like spring summer, like May or later.
Yeah.
For your first time at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was surprised at how, this might sound stupid, but diverse it is. Like, super diverse. I don't know why I wasn't expecting that in my head, but it is.
Yeah.
That's like a lot of variety of people.
That's how it felt. I've gone to London several times, and every time I go to London, I'm just always so happily surprised at like how diverse it is. I think that's just across the board. Like,
is Paris
European
considered
cities.
A big city? Yeah, I guess like a metropolitan city.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I mean, that was nice. And so unexpected for you. I don't really know if there was really anything all that unexpected for me.
Right.
I think when I first got there, I'm always like reflecting on how a city or a place makes me feel, or like how, regardless of the city, I'm like, it's not your fault whether I love you or hate you. It's like, how do I kind of respond to it? And it was interesting because I was like, immediately when we got there, I was like, oh my gosh, I wish we were in a French countryside. Like, I wish we were like in a rolling hills vineyard. And like, I don't know. I just feel like I've been a city girl for a long time, and I feel like I'm entering like a countryside villa, like kind of era.
We were like, give us some grass. Yeah. Just a little like, patch of grass.
And that's why with the Eiffel Tower areas being like blocked off of,
that was, you know, a bummer.
The grass area. That was a bummer because, I was like, the girl who's like, touch grass.
Yes.
Like, I want to. And we hugged the tree on the last
day. That was
day.
Healing.
I loved that. Like, I'm such a nature girly that I was like, where is green?
Dude,
and the green was in jail.
I think that's also why our last day when we walked through those gardens and we touched that tree,
it felt good.
It was like
Ah. Yeah.
We were with that tree
that was beautiful, the pink tree.
Yeah.
And we all were like standing in it.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, it was really nice.
Taking pictures in front of the freaking blossoms like moms, you know?
Yeah,
like
literally.
My mom literally is like, take a picture of me with these flowers.
Yeah. That really was us.
That was us.
I had that thought when we were there. I was like, what are we doing? This is a tree. Like, yeah. What are we doing? But it was pretty and we had been walking around and whatever. So I guess that I was just, I loved Paris. I'd gone to Cannes, as you guys all know. Like, I went to Cannes last year and it was very similar. Like, it's France and like, yeah, it's a kind of major city. And so there's like cobblestone, but then there's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But of course I love the architecture. I was not surprised by that. Any funny anecdotes or mishaps? I can immediately think of one. So no. I'll say that. So if you go on a trip overseas, you know, you're always, you're a girly, actually anyone, we had to think and talk and like navigate our poop schedules.
Oh my God.
Like we had to make sure we were pooping because like the one thing that we wanted to make sure that we weren't is constipated. We're like,
yeah,
we want to like be comfy, eat all the food that we want and like, yeah, and be able to walk around and not feel like we have a brick in our stomach. Yeah. So we were so adamant about our pooping
chatting
schedule
about it.
And we talked about it and we made sure like we all did it. And we were sharing a tiny little Airbnb with one little bathroom, which Kelsey
which
and I
honestly ended up being fine.
No, it was totally fine. Yeah. Kelsey and I shared a bed and then Samaria was on a pullout couch right outside. But like the bathroom was like connected to the room that Kelsey and I were
but you
in.
Could hear everything.
Literally everything. I was like, I'm going to turn on some music.
And
while
nobody
I go
really
to the
had
bathroom.
Stinky poos.
No.
I was shocked by that.
I know, luckily.
Yeah, because yeah, like
most of mine were out at cafes.
Perfect.
So like I was
God's plan.
God's plan for sure. So I thought that was like a fun, it was not a mishap, but like
it was just funny.
It was just funny because we all like made sure and we were like taking like our little wellness. Like
I brought a bunch of pink tea and then we ended up buying more.
And you ended up buying a laxative too because you're like, I don't know, I'm getting nervous.
Y'all, I don't know what it is. Every time I travel, I get poop shy.
Yeah. Well, does it's also because you're up in the air for so long and it's like, that's just not natural.
I will say I ended up like, if you get poop shy like me when you travel, just like lay down and do massage. Like circle L massage or like circle lymphatic massages on your belly, like as hard as you can take it and just breathe. I did that like the second to last night we were there. And then the next day I feel like I finally felt more relief.
Yeah.
That always helps.
Anytime that you go to pee, if you feel like you could possibly poop, do it. You know, like don't hold back.
Yeah,
you gotta let any bit out. Because we always talk about that. We're like, yeah, little pebbles.
Yeah. Yeah.
At one point we were talking about it in that greenhouse cafe and Samari was talking. And Kelsey's like, okay, shoot.
Like, he was eating a salad.
This guy was eating a salad next to
him. She was just like yelling about her pebbles. And he's just like by himself eating a salad. I was like, this poor guy.
Yeah, hopefully he wasn't listening.
God.
We like forget other people are around.
Yeah,
sometimes.
We're in our own bubble. Yeah. Very American of us.
Very.
Oh, Lord.
Very. But it's fine. Whatever. Okay. So we got some questions on budgeting and logistics. So if you guys have any tips for traveling to Paris on a budget, the question is, how did you manage transportation, accommodation, and meals? So let's start from the beginning, though. Like buying the plane tickets and how we like navigated all that.
Oh, okay. So, well, it's called Going now, but it used to be called Scott's Free Flights. You can go on and pick locations that you want to go to. And they basically will email you if there's a deal going on and then you like book it through Google. Like basically you have to do it in like 3 days because the deal will leave. So I had let the girls know around like September, October, I was like, hey, everybody be ready because when they send the email, like we got to get tickets.
Yeah.
So because like you can get tickets to Paris anytime, but they're not like as cheap. So that's what we did. And basically I was like, one of the deals came through.
When did you buy them?
Like September. September. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I texted everybody. I was like, all right,
here are our options. You know, there was a few different ways we mm-hmm. could like drive to Atlanta and then go. We could drive to Chicago and then go. We spent a little extra money to like the comfort of just leaving from Nashville. But that's how
I'm so grateful we did.
Yes, same. Which definitely do that because you don't want to add more travel after you've been on a flight for that long. So that's how we navigated the tickets to get the best deal on those. You just kind of have to like
keep your eye out
and then not have a specific exact time that you want to go. I was just like, we're going to go either end of March or early April. And then I looked for a deal for that basically.
And we went in the time we did, obviously in line with like your wedding.
Yeah.
But I do think based off the time that we went, like it was more affordable rates because mm-hmm. it wasn't like you were talking nice about like season. In May, yeah. June. Uh-huh. Like, so it probably is going to be a little pricier during then, but yeah, I don't know. March seemed pretty great. Like pretty much everything was amazing. We had like jackets, but we mm-hmm. took them off midday. So
yeah, we had really good weather actually, like three gorgeous days. The first day we got there, we literally were in tank tops walking around. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then we had two cold days, but then the last day was warm, like not warm, but sunny. So
it was like nice and sandwiched.
Yeah.
Which I really, really liked. But okay. Yeah. So that was on tickets. Mm-hmm. And then once we were there, so also our Airbnb was in an area that like you really, really liked and knew. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't fancy.
No, you
have to. It was a bare minimum.
I mean, you have to be comfortable with the people you're going with if you want to save money on the Airbnb.
Yeah.
On top of that, if you have more than three people, it's going to be hard to find an Airbnb because all Paris apartments are
small
AF. So we just
go with a little group.
Us three are, really close. So we didn't really care that we basically stayed in a studio together. Like we heard each other's poops. We
literally
all were naked 24/7. You know, it's like you just have to be comfortable with the people to like mm-hmm. save money on Airbnbs because they can get expensive. And the more bedrooms, the way more expensive it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So just know that you'll be sleeping and pooping there. And that's like showering. That's it. Like you don't need it to be crazy. Like,
no.
Just go for the bare minimum in a like safe area, an area that you like.
Something that I thought of was like food and groceries is super cheap. So in the future, I think I would probably invest in like buying some groceries for like breakfast or lunch, you know?
Yeah.
And then saving money that way. Cause we did a picnic lunch by the Eiffel Tower and I think our groceries were like 23 euros total.
Yeah. Yeah.
It which was we just like ate deli meat and cheese and veggies.
Which was like really fun. Perfect. But obviously if you're in Paris, you're going to want to go to restaurants and like enjoy totally, brunch.
But even if you save one meal a day, you know, that's a lot.
And I feel like a lot of the time, like our brunches were like elongated, which is the way brunches should always be.
Absolutely.
So it's like we would do that and then maybe a little snack and then we'd have dinner. So we really had, it was like 2.5 meals, I would say.
Also, food and drinks there are cheaper than America, I think.
At least in Nashville. We can speak about Nashville.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. We can talk about Nashville and not everywhere. I
mean, definitely cheaper than
but
LA.
But then you also have to remember, you don't tip there. Like, they get paid
exactly
good wages, so you don't have to tip. So that's a whole extra amount of money that you don't have
which
to
put which is kind
down.
Of a lot.
Yeah, it is when you think about it. So
it really is.
That mm-hmm. also is good for, I guess, budgeting in your brain. You don't have to add a tip to, like, your $100 meal.
And then the other thing I'd say on top of that and how we like navigated it, and we didn't even plan to do this, but we just ended up doing this and it was great. Pretty much if it was a place where like it wasn't already automatically like split the bill or whatever, and we weren't just like buying our own things, one person would get it and we would not like worry about it. And then we would Venmo request just like what the other two people owed. And then it seems kind of crazy because then it's like, okay, you owe me $15 here and then now I owe you $20 and now you owe me $7. And it's like, it's a lot of back and forth, but really it kept it all very succinct and we were just tossing around like the same money, but it just kept things clear. And so I think that's something that I'd recommend to like
friends for traveling other people to together.
Do. It's like, don't worry about, don't make people split bills. Like just like,
don't do that there. Y'all.
You're already the foreigner.
Venmo your friend. Just Venmo your friend. One of you puts it on your card and Venmo. Do not do it. Cause I promise you it'll take forever.
Yes.
Because guess what? They get paid really well. They don't, after you got your food, you don't see them again.
No. Yeah.
So you need to like go and get them. So you have to be so like, much easier to just get your bill and then you and your friends like we were just tossing money back and forth literally the whole time. It was like ching 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 the whole time. But it worked out and it was so much easier to just like
it was like
pay
not stressful.
Go.
Like no, I feel like
wasn't
it was
at all. It was nice.
One of the least stressful like money situations yeah. like that I've
which
had.
Is like my least I fucking hate that. Like, that's why I'm always like, I'll fucking pay for it. Cause it's so stressful when you go out with friends and people are like, so who's paying?
I think the best way to be is just like to do it and then immediately Venmo request mm-hmm. and not wait for them to be like, oh, like what do I owe you? Or like, whatever, just like you take care of it. If you got the bill, whatever, and you paid it, then just Venmo request what people owe you and like be done. Like, yeah. Don't make it weird.
No.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Anyway. So we were bougie and we did Uber everywhere.
We did.
Yeah,
we
did. You can save money.
No, you can save money if you have multiple people.
Right, right, right.
Yes.
Because also Ubers are cheap there. I would say average our Uber was between $12 and $17. Yep. And we walked a lot but if something was like a little too far and we didn't want to walk, you know, 45 minutes to get to our brunch, we would Uber and then like walk most of the rest of the day and then Uber back in the evening. But sometimes we just walked all the way to like a place. But that's not if to save money. If you're like not traveling with a bunch of people, you take the subway. It's $2 literally. But we
look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Could split Ubers. So it's like a $12 Uber just to be like, not have to, you know, do all the stops. You obviously are going to get there quicker, although traffic is a little insane there. Yeah. It still is just like, we got to be in the comfort of a backseat of a car and not have to deal with the hustle and bustle of the subway because it does get like, it can get stressful. So we did not take public transportation once.
Yeah.
And that to me, that should have been in my little surprised thing because I could not. But then also weirdly, Samaria, I said it before we went. I was talking to my friend and I told her, I was like, I have this weird feeling we're not going to take the subway or metro at all because Samaria, she's going to be like, let's just do an Uber. Let's just get an Uber. And sure enough, she'd be like,
verbatim.
Because I would say, I was like, you know what? We can just take the subway. Let's just do it. And she'd be like, let's just do an Uber.
Yeah. I'm just all about spending the extra money for the comfort. You know?
So if you want the comfort and like the not have to worry about figuring out where you need to go. And like sometimes subways can be kind of all over the place. There's tons of stops and stuff. Then just you can Uber with your friends and split it. That's what we did. And it ends up being like $5 each. It's not that bad at all.
Yeah. I do think that the Ubers saved our energy.
Totally.
Because we were able to get an Uber pretty quickly. And then we got in there and then we would all, I'm like remembering
now. Mentally decompress for a sec.
Yes, we would. We all like different times were different, but like for the most part, we like would be quiet and like, we'd look at our phones, kind of like save some pictures.
It was like a breather.
It was a breather.
Edit some pictures.
Yes. Like, and I think that saved our energy.
Yeah. And honestly, you can't always trust to be able to do that on a subway because you know, pickpocketing and stuff, they'll grab your phone. So like on a subway, you are just like kind of standing there and you need to like be careful about your stuff and be super aware. It is an energy saver for sure.
Yeah.
We just got to sit there.
And so I recommend that. And we'll go into energy saving and how we dealt with that later on. But that's a big one for me. I think if there's anything that I think back on, like it did surprise me. We took Ubers a lot, but I'm like so grateful that we did. I think that saved me from being overwhelmed or overstimulated.
It saved me from being overwhelmed too, because I knew I was going to have to be the one navigating the Ubers because I was running the stuff off my phone for it.
The Ubers?
Or you mean sorry, the
the subway, I would be the one that would have to.
And I was nervous about it.
All got to shut off our brains.
Yeah. And I didn't have to do that. That was nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's our tips for that. Okay. So do we have any recommendations for must visit spots in Paris? And then secondly, do we have any advice on maximizing the travel experience in a limited time frame?
Hey cuties, I recently started my journey with Peace Love Hormones, and let me tell you, it's been a game changer. These herbal tinctures are crafted with the finest organic ingredients and have been used for centuries to support women's health. From digestive health to hormone balance, they've got it all covered. There are three to choose from: Soothe, Bitters, and Sleepy. Personally, I'm taking Soothe, which is designed to help regulate women's hormones and cycles. I've taken it every morning right away and have already felt and seen the positive impact because my hormonal acne I was getting on my chin has disappeared. It's also like a holistic hug for your entire system. The owner is actually a friend of mine. Her name is Maddie Miles, and you may remember her from an episode talking all things herbs and hormones, and I can personally vouch for her unwavering quality standards. But don't just take my word for it. Her website is chocked full of lengthy testimonials raving about their incredible experiences with Peace Love Hormones. And I've got a code for you. You can simply click the link in the description or use code CURIOCITY for 10% off. That's CURIOCITY for 10% off. Peace Love Hormones.
Must see Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
I think something that Kelsey did well about... Kelsey planned the whole trip pretty much, or you guys did together, I guess, but I feel like you were spearheading that, is like going to an area and like attacking that area every day.
That was all Kelsey. Right. We like planned or like the first half of the day, but like the knowing the geographics of like where things were like located next to each other. That was all Kelsey.
Yeah. It's a lot of planning for sure when it comes to that, like writing down all your spots and then mapsing it. So I just mapped each location to the next. And if it was a little farther out, I'd put it on the next day.
Yeah.
It was definitely, that like took a lot of time. So,
yeah.
But I do recommend that because then you're saving your feet from walking way too like far out of the way. So.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. Yeah, you got to write down what you want to see and then look up where they are.
Kind of yeah, like if we were going to a place for brunch or dinner, we would like hit up, you know, a sculpture or whatever, or like a place that was near it.
Yeah.
But we also stumbled upon a bunch of stuff that we weren't, that wasn't on our itinerary, which I think is like
the best part.
The best part of exploring a new city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that we left room for that too, like intentionally.
Yeah.
And I think that's because we've all traveled and we all know like that is some of the best. And like if you plan every second or every minute, it's like you're just exhausted.
No. Yeah.
By the end of it. So I definitely recommend that.
One of my favorites was
going to ask your spot.
The Shakespeare and Company bookstore.
Yeah.
I could have spent 3 hours there. I think we all loved it.
Yeah, definitely.
It was super cute.
Definitely put that on your list.
Shakespeare and Company. And then oh my gosh, it left my brain. Oh, the Little Red Door speakeasy.
Oh yeah, that was really cute.
With super intentional cocktails.
Yeah.
We each only had one cocktail and were feeling it.
Yeah, well, I think we hadn't eaten dinner yet and we were starving. So we're like, okay, we gotta go.
Super cozy. I loved that spot. And then the rooftop hotel are like probably my top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree. Honestly, I was gonna say Moulin Rouge and the Shakespeare like bookstore. That was like really cool. I think they're very like touristy, but it's like you have to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So... okay, reflecting on friendships now. This is a fun segment. So how did the trip strengthen your bond with your friends? Any challenges or conflicts that arose and how you overcame them?
Who wants to go?
I feel like this... honestly, it made me realize how much we still don't know about each other.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, personally. Mm-hmm. Because even though... we all know each other really, really, really well and can like almost read each other's minds or like know if one of us is like in an off mood or like the vibe is off. Like we can immediately pick up on things like that. But I was telling my sister that I'm so grateful that for the first time ever in our friendship, I think we experienced each other being triggered and like our inner child being triggered. And I think that's really special. It's a really special moment in a friendship because until you experience somebody's inner child be hurt or triggered and that being shown, like that is the true test of a friendship or relationship. Mm-hmm. And then how you move about it is like transformational. And so in hindsight now, when I look back on the experience where we kind of were triggered or like even when Kelsey would share the fact that she felt a lot of pressure mm-hmm. and was like kind of on edge, like based on our reactions and like expectations of how much we loved Paris or whatever, like her even voicing that meant a lot, you know, and just like us saying the things that are scary to say to the people that you love or like, you know, just expressing what you're feeling in that moment, even though part of you feels scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was special, I think.
Yeah.
We needed to experience that mm-hmm. because now that we have, I feel like the next time it happens, it will help us move through it a lot smoother.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. Like we definitely our triggers triggered each other, which was an interesting like moment for us.
Dude, it was honestly crazy how
like we knew those things about each other though too, but like experiencing it firsthand and it personally triggering us as well. Like triggering a like a response, like an inner child, like you're saying, kind of trauma response.
All of us goes into either like reactive shutdown or like problem solve or like, whatever.
Period.
And all of us are different.
Yeah.
You just said the three.
You literally just said the three. So.
Which like I think is crazy that we all have different styles when it comes to that.
I feel like that potentially is like also goes into like attachment style.
For sure.
And I think we just...
We handle conflict differently or like triggered differently.
Yeah.
But it all worked for us that we all have different. Cause imagine if we were all reactive, right?
Yeah.
Or like we were all the type to like lash out.
Yeah.
That would be, we would all end up on flights that night, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think the other thing with like our bonding was, like the question is like, how did the trip strengthen your bond? And I think it was also really nice to spend that amount of time all together. And I felt like my mind could go to places like to ask questions about each of you, like personally that like genuinely came to my mind and I wanted to know more. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like trying to fit in everything in like a couple hours. It was like, as things came into my mind, I was like, well, what's exciting you about that? Or like, you know, growing up, did you have this? And like, I just was genuinely curious. And that was like a fun experience to have mm-hmm. with the both of you. Like it just kind of like flourished that just being like, there's so much of our childhood and like family backgrounds and things that we're like still discovering.
Right.
And so it definitely pointed to how much we still have to get to know about each other as well.
Yeah.
The challenges that came was like a miscommunication. And then from there it was just our own personal responses to it.
We were also in a restaurant and it was overstimulating in there. It was like a beautiful, but also like a million people saying hello to us. But then also when we first walked in there, everybody was rude. And then
it was very confusing. On a face,
and then we all became Barbies. It was weird. I can't even.
We were also exhausted that day.
Yeah. And it was so obviously a very overstimulating place as well, which never helps a situation.
Yeah.
So me personally, I was trying to get out the door. I was just trying to get out the door before I was like, maybe going to pop off, which I didn't want to pop off. But like, I was like, I just want to get out of here. That guy's hitting on you. It's just so much going on.
There was a lot going on.
Two of the bathrooms were broken. Only one was working. By the time I got up there, it was just
really?
A whole, yes. I don't even,
Yeah.
There was just, it was just a lot of different factors that came along with it.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, yeah. And I'll say, like, the way that we all respond, like, I needed for it to be addressed and talked about because I just will shut down afterwards. Like, I can just pretend and like put on a face, but like not with the relationships that I have with these two, because I actually care.
Yeah.
And if I ever don't care, like, then I can move on and just be like, it's fine. And like, just buck up and like get through the trip. But like, I knew that wasn't going to be the case for me. And so for me, it was kind of feeling my feelings and being like, throughout the night and then even the next morning, I was still in that headspace and knowing that like, I can't get out of this until I talk about it. And we did, like, at Cafe de Flo, we like talked through it. And for me, in my like response of being shut down, what triggered me and what made me shut down was Kelsey's response to things is to defend herself. She wants to quickly like shut things down and like not like, I don't know, it in that response and like in that way that she responded, I felt like abandoned, like my emotions. I was like, well, let's talk about this. Like, why is this happening? Why are you like walking away? Safe. Yeah. And so, but then for me, it literally, we triggered each other's like responses just totally. So then the next day we did talk about it and I was able to be like, I'm okay. Like, I'm okay with big emotions. Like, I'm able to like talk through conflict and being upset and like whatever, but like, I need to feel like you're not just going to like walk away or be done with me or like, and that's my own things to work through. And
it
I had
triggered
to,
a fear.
Yeah. And like, I even I'm like, working through that. I'm like, not everybody who needs to walk away is going to like walk away forever, you know?
Yeah.
And so like I'm like working through that as well. And so of course everything like that we went through in that moment and even the whole trip, like you reflect back on it and you learn so much about yourself as well. Yeah,
totally.
And so I would say that was definitely our biggest thing between all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
But then traveling back home was a fucking doozy.
Wait, I want to go back. And I think like anybody listening, I would encourage you to just approach conversations with curiosity and openness to the other person.
Yeah.
And like learning your friends or your partners or even your siblings, problem solving or like trigger styles, whatever, or attachment styles or their triggers, I guess, is so important, because how somebody reacts to you has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. And if something you said or did made them react in a certain way, rather than being like, oh, F you, like, how dare you act that way towards me? No, don't make it about you. Approach it and be like, what's wrong? What did I say to like make you feel uncomfortable or unsafe? Like, are you good?
Yeah.
Because I feel like doing that always helps move through it quicker and like, oh, okay, you're not, you know, going to like leave me, like you said, or you're not going to make me feel like I can't express how I feel or express, you know, whatever the thought, because any relationship, you always want to feel safe in expressing how you feel expressing your fears, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Of like being seen or portrayed a certain way. So anyway, I just feel so grateful that we experienced like a difficult moment.
We had the whole gambit of emotions. Yeah. Like the whole trip.
We did.
The trip was like full. Like,
and that's
complete.
Life, you know? Like great joys, like the biggest joys. And also, I wouldn't say it was like catastrophic by any means, but you know, we experienced tears, laughs.
Yeah.
No blood, I don't think.
No blood. Right?
Yeah, no.
We weren't sure if Samaria was going to start her period with the full moon. Like,
not
she said
yet.
She was going to. So she didn't.
Yeah, thank God.
And then our mishaps with traveling back home, which we don't even need to go fully into that. But let's just say that quite literally,
they almost didn't let me back into the country.
Well, and because of that, it was collective.
We couldn't either because we were a group.
We were a group. So we were all going to be stuck there. But quite literally, we were stopped on the way back home.
We were stopped at every single point that you could possibly be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's like three reasons for that. It's like she had a Mexico passport. We had a girl on our group that wasn't there. And then what was the third one? I don't remember. Oh, there was like one.
We got picked to search. We got picked to get searched at every fucking thing. Literally at all of them.
All of them.
And then,
they pulled me off the plane, like before we even took our passports off the plane.
It was crazy. It was so stressful. Honestly, by the time we got home, we were just like happy to be here.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have time to be sad about the fact that I was leaving Paris, which I usually very am. But I was just like,
it was survival.
Just get me off this plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get me to the place that
honestly,
I need to be.
I was chilling. I was like, you know what? If this is the worst that's happening, whatever.
Let's be honest. Gucci. Zamaria probably was disassociating a little bit.
I was unfazed. Well, to me, it's just like, yeah, and maybe that is me disassociating. I was just like, you know what? Whatever. I'm chilling. Well, thank God I had a gummy.
It was, that definitely helped. But yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, so those were our mishaps. Okay, so something... Oh, it kind of goes with this. So these two are audience questions. Something new you learned about each other.
Mm.
I'll stop there. So, and I'll go on to the next. Anything new? That like the top of your head, you're just like, that's it.
That Kelsey doesn't like olives.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. People that like pickles usually go hand in hand with people that like olives, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know, right? And Kelsey loves pickles more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't like olives. Make that make sense.
Yeah. They do not taste the same.
Well, no, but they're in the same category.
They are not. They're so far from...
Comment if you disagree.
That
or
just does not even make sense. A category of pickles and olives?
Pickle lovers, olive. Pickle and olive lovers go hand in hand usually, and she is not one of them except for Kelsey Wells.
I learned that these bitches fucking sleep in so late, and I cannot.
We probably sleep.
Okay, no, Lauren is worse. Come on,
wide open eyes. Honestly, love them to death. But if I could go back and I knew this, my ass would have been out by myself for the first 2 hours of the day. I would have already left. And then when they woke up, I would have come back.
I am usually the girly that wakes up first on vacation, I will say. But yeah, you definitely beat me.
My ass was wide awake. And of course, we're sharing a studio together. So I'm also being so, because I don't want to wake anybody up either. Because like,
well, we were going to bed late.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to be like sweet and yeah. So that's what I learned that these bitches sleep.
I did not sleep great. And when I don't sleep great, like I do sleep in hardcore. So yeah, that's facts. I will take that. I understand.
What did you learn?
Oh my God.
Can you think of anything? I mean, there's like a lot of little things, obviously.
I learned like family stuff. Like I feel like olive our background stuff. Yeah. Like, and I don't even think it's stuff that I would necessarily even share on the podcast. Yeah. But I do think like hearing more about how you guys grew up, mm-hmm. like it kind of came out in different conversations. So I don't know. Those things are fun. Like talking about like the different like foods that you ate or like what like your dad has said to you and like your experiences growing up and like with your sister. And like I loved getting to know little details. So that's not, it like wasn't shocking or anything. And that wasn't something that like I necessarily will share here, but like, yeah, just like little things that made you who you are.
Yeah.
Cause I know who you guys are now, like pretty well.
Yeah.
We even know each other's triggers. Like we even knew what was happening in the moment. I think we all can agree that we're like, I could see it from
it
bird's
wasn't
eye
like
point
a surprise.
Of view. I was like seeing it happening, and I was like, it can't be stopped. But yeah, so I don't know. I think knowing you guys so well and then seeing like learning background stuff, I was like, oh, and that little puzzle piece goes here.
Yeah.
The little puzzle piece goes there.
Totally.
Yeah, so I loved that.
Yeah.
I feel like I also learned how, like, I already knew Lauren is a grandma, like, that goes to sleep early and stuff, but you're a grandma.
Like, in what way?
Like, you're just such a grandma about how, like, I don't know, in the cutest way, which honestly, it's the same.
No, it's okay.
I'm the same way.
No, I am.
In a lot of ways.
I am a grandma. I understand. But I'm curious what you
I don't
mean,
know.
Just beyond like, just like my sleep.
You like to be comfortable and like, you're just so used to Adam. I feel like always making you really comfortable too.
I did not expect anyone to make me comfortable.
No, not that you expected anybody to make you comfortable.
Girl, I seek comfort. Yes, that
yes,
is facts.
Yes, yes.
Everything is like, I want a hot cup of tea.
Yes.
I think you're probably referring to that because like you reacted that way when I said it. I was like, you guys, you know what I want
well,
right
I
now?
Well, I guess it's
hot tea.
Well, I guess.
Y'all, I did.
Which we all agree.
I took my grandma's to Paris. I really did.
Which
I thought that so many times during the day. That. I was like, I need to get these bitches fucking wheelchairs at this point. My fucking God. I can push her around, I guess.
No, it was just cute and awesome and I don't know, fun to experience each other's like rituals, like night and morning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess that's what I don't know. It was just like, oh, Lauren really is a grandma.
Yeah, I think maybe an online persona, people like wouldn't necessarily see that. Right. They see more my like drinks or something that I'm putting out, but no, like, I'm like through and through a grandma. So,
you just learn so much about people when you travel with them.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like little things.
Yeah.
Pooping schedules and all.
We know each other so well. So I don't even know if.
Nothing was a shock.
No.
No. Just like I said, little moments from like childhood that like.
Right.
We're just like, oh, that makes sense. Like I see that there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So next question is how to recharge and have alone time during a girl's trip. I get so overstimulated. That's what this person says.
Oh, that's hard.
Going to the bathroom.
Yes.
But even you're like there. You're like there though.
I think
still.
The main thing is like going on a trip with people who know you well.
Yeah.
Like I felt not even for a second. Did I feel pressure to like talk when I didn't want to talk?
I was going to say that earlier. Like we had many moments where we were just sitting at like enjoying our spritz and just like in silence. And like if someone had to say something or like, we'd be like, ah, this is so nice.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think at any point I ever was like, I need to get away. Like there was definitely points like when we went to Florida for your birthday where mm-hmm. I was like, I need a breather. And yeah. I would just like go on a walk by myself in the morning or something mm-hmm. like that, which is what I usually do like on family vacations or whatever. It's totally okay to like separate yourself and go into like the other room if you have another room, whatever.
I think we all collectively kind of decompressed in the same ways. Like I said, the Uber thing.
Yeah.
I think the Uber thing really helped us because it was like little moments throughout the day that we'd be like zoning out and that was good.
Right.
And then our little wellness hour, quote unquote, I think we would get home, we'd take off our makeup, we'd get comfy and we'd like stick our feet up the wall or whatever. And then we'd like post and like talk and like, it wasn't.
We were those memes that you see that are like when you and your bestie get together and can scroll on the couch in silence.
Yeah. That was like what we did. I just never felt, I think I just, what you do is you can't put pressure on yourself to like have energy at every given moment. And I do think like during our walk sometimes too, like we were quiet sometimes, like a lot of the time we would just be walking
when we were walking the streets.
And I think that, again, is another moment where we didn't really think about it, but like we were so comfortable with each other that we weren't trying to be like, no, this is so great and so fun. And like that would have been exhausting if we felt like we had to talk while walking. Mm-hmm. We just kind of did what we needed to do. Sometimes the streets were narrow, so we were like in a single file. Like those were moments that I think we really zoned out as well. Like just let ourselves be quiet. And personally, I'm not like necessarily a morning person and I don't, like, I just let myself be who exactly I was. So in the morning, like, if anybody's talking, like, saying stuff, and I was like, what? Like,
oh, yeah, I did learn that about you.
Yeah.
Because I am, like, as soon as my eyes are open, Kelsey and I think, are similar in
we're
like, hello, what's up? What are we doing? La, la, la. And Lauren's like, I'm sorry, what? I'm still waking up.
Yeah, but I felt like you guys were, like, fine with that.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I didn't feel any, like, pressure.
Yeah.
What about you, Kels?
I think it's okay, too, to, like, voice that you want alone time or do something on your own on a trip. I think that's totally fine. I'll be honest, one of my favorite parts of the entire trip, I was alone. I went upstairs on the Seine River cruise and watched the Eiffel Tower sparkle like by myself. I went up there purposefully by myself. Well, for multiple reasons. That was the same night that we were all like emotionally overcharged. But I also just like, I didn't. So there was a feeling that I had in Paris 2 years ago that I can't even fathom or explain. But when I got back from Paris from that trip, I mourned the loss of it because I just wanted to be back in it so bad. And that whole trip up to that moment, I hadn't felt that. And that scared me. So that was like a huge, I needed a second to like be by myself. And I chose that moment because one, the Eiffel Tower makes me feel a way that I like literally can't explain. It was sparkling. It was the best view of the Eiffel Tower I have ever seen.
Magical. Yeah.
And, you know, we were all just like so emotional. It was a whole thing. And it was freaking freezing up there. And I went up there and I just got to like be, and I bawled my eyes out by myself. Aww. And it was, to me, like top two moments, because I felt that feeling that I felt 2 years ago. And I was like, damn, it's you and me, baby girl. Like, we got this. Like, this is, I still love you. You're still mine, you know? And that was really nice. And I think knowing that you need those moments, and whether you like have to, if it's a situation like that where I didn't need to tell them, like they knew where I was, I wasn't jumping off the ship or something, like they knew I was upstairs, that's where I went, like there's nowhere else to go. But I think if like you want to like do something on your own really quick, or like you want to get up early and go to a cafe, or you want to like just like
do your thing,
do that. Yeah. You know, there's no point in like putting yourself in situations where you're like not going to be the best person that you can be, or the happiest person. Like, why would you do that? You know? Mm-hmm. So like, if that's going to make you recharge your energy, then just go and do it.
Yeah.
And tell them like, oh, I need alone time. I haven't been alone. I feel like my thoughts are crazy. I'm going to go do this by myself. Or
because then you're going to be better when you return to your group.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to be like, oh, I needed that.
Yeah.
Cause like we followed you out, but then intuitively Lauren and I were both like, actually, let's let her have her moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm really glad you guys did that. Yeah. And it actually trailed on to that evening. And I actually put my Beats on when we got back, and I like listened to music that I wanted to listen to. And it did like trail on. And I realized how much I like needed my space for a second. And it like helped me get in a better headspace for the next day. So
yeah,
if I didn't do that, I probably would have still been very emotionally charged and would have like continue lashed to be that way, because I hadn't felt that feeling with Paris. Like, and that was so scary. And that's why I was so started being so honest with them. Like, I think it was like the day before, and I was like, y'all, I'm starting to feel a lot of pressure. And I did feel a lot of pressure bringing them there, and it was really scary. And so I just needed to be like, listen, there's a lot of emotions that go into this place. So I was very like scared that they weren't going to like it, or there was a lot. There was a lot in my brain that was going on like during the time. So like the last few days where we kind of said, fuck the itinerary, it was really good for me because I got to stop thinking about it, and I got to be in the moments too, you know?
So how do you feel now? Like after the trip, do you feel like more at peace and like, I don't know. Yeah. How are you feeling
at now? Peace with what?
Just like the pressure and I don't know, the whole thing. Because I feel like you did have a lot of expectations.
Yeah, there's a lot of mixed emotions. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of mixed emotions about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like so happy that I got to bring my two best friends to Paris. And I'm just like so grateful that that was a thing. But a part of me does wonder if like, because I put so much pressure on the trip and to like make them like it, that it diminished Paris for me a little bit. Like it just did. And like, I also realized a lot of things of the first time that I went, you know, I got engaged. It was perfect weather. Max was there with me. Every corner of Paris is me and Max. Like we ran into so many different places that were us.
Yeah.
And there was like that whole thing with it too. So there was like a lot of different like mixed emotions, and like the weather wasn't, you know, perfect. Like things weren't going to go perfect. And I knew that there was no way it was going to be as perfect as the first trip. Cause Max and I talk about it all the time. We just don't understand how that happened.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of like mixed emotions about it. Like I feel really grateful for the whole thing, but I personally feel a little confused.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard to explain. And I think traveling more, doing more things, like seeing different places, maybe, you know, traveling more with you too as well is going to like open my eyes a bit too. But I've only been out of the country twice, and both times I've been to Paris.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it makes sense that it's like emotional for you for sure.
Yeah, it was very like I was super emotionally tied with different things this time around for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know you like talked about the Eiffel Tower being like the moment for you and like it's sparkling. We did have a question from a listener saying, what moment for each of you was the moment you actually felt like, oh my God, I'm in Paris?
I mean, I would say for me personally, like emotionally, I'm in Paris was that moment, because that was the moment that I got to feel the same.
Full body. Yeah.
Wow. Full body. Like, I still love you.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes sense, I still love that city. I do want to live there someday. I really do. Like, and that's that reminded me. But I would say with us three, like, oh my God, it was when we walked sunset at the Louvre. Like,
yeah, that was mine.
We were just dancing around, taking pictures. Like, we were just taking pictures and just like, and I was just so, I mean, you can see in some of the videos Zamaria took, like, I'm just like,
that was the first day we got there. We literally just like immediately got ready and walked to the Louvre. Mm-hmm. And that was when I felt it.
Yeah.
The first moment we walked out, I was like,
It was the first like big thing that they got to see too. They had only seen like the streets that we were walking. And then, then I got to be like, oh, look, it's something really beautiful and amazing that you've never seen before. Like,
I don't think I've ever seen Kelsey's inner child shine and just like her be pure joy other than in Paris for sure.
Yeah.
But honestly, I felt that every day, all the time. Anytime I looked up at the sky, anytime I looked at anything, I was just like in awe of it all every single day.
What about you?
I think it was like our first drinks. I mean, we just like sat down. I was like, all right, the first of many. Like,
oh yeah,
we got
that random
espresso
little bar.
Martini, and then you got Aperol spritz.
Yeah,
okay. So yeah, Zamaria and I got espresso martinis, and I think that was like the first time, because the first time like interacting with anyone French.
Yeah,
like we were like a little nervous, being like, oh, like hello, like we're just getting drinks. Like we didn't like have our like rhythm yet of being like just drinks, you know, whatever. And so I think just having that first interaction and like, I don't know, sitting down and getting drinks, I was like, this is what this whole trip is going to be. So there was that moment. And I do think like after Moulin Rouge, I was like really lit up, because that was like an event, a thing that I was like really excited to do.
Yeah.
So I think after that, I was like, okay, like we did one of my top priorities of Paris is Moulin Rouge. So that was like another moment for me being like, oh my God, I'm here. Because even the first time we saw the Eiffel Tower, I was like, it like was like not real. Like, I don't know.
It is hard to explain the Eiffel Tower specifically. It's like, you've seen so many pictures, and I every time I still see it, I have to tell myself, you're seeing it with your eyes.
Yeah.
It's so hard to explain, but like it's just like, this isn't a picture. This isn't a video.
This is
like,
real.
This is your eyeball seeing this. Yeah. Like, it's so weird to like, it's like your brain can't find it for some reason.
Wild. Well, like up close, especially. I feel like I got it when I saw it a little further out and it wasn't lit up. Like, I think just seeing it during the day, I was like, oh my God, like, that felt more real to me than like the blinking, because I was just like, is that really happening? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was crazy.
The little moments that you randomly find the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I loved that.
Is really magical.
Like looking up, and
you're just
like
walking
the
street, and then all of a sudden, oh, there it is.
Like you see it peaking.
Yes. Yeah. Or like between a building or something.
Cool. Yeah.
That was really special.
Yeah.
We were like waiting for an Uber at one point, and I like looked over to the right, and I was like, oh my God, there's the Eiffel Tower. And like people were like sitting outside on the patio of a restaurant. And I'm like, they're literally looking at the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Like that's just like so crazy. Yeah. I love that. Okay. We are almost done. But we do have a very interesting question. And it's about like being a tourist. So one of our listeners, she's amazing. She says, point of view on being a tourist or going to tourist spots and how the world is so, or the word is so derogatory. Then she messaged me with like further details. Mm. She said, I asked my question because watching your trip made me think a lot about how stupid it is to worry about being obviously a tourist when you are indeed a tourist and you want your trip to be a dream trip, whether a local would do all the same things or not. As a former New Yorker, I've been a quote unquote tourist shade thrower for sure. But reality is we shaded touristy places to avoid slow, loud, gross tourists, not to avoid having fun and making memories. I think everyone would benefit from some tourist behavior in their city or while on a vacay. So anyway, just thoughts on that, on being a tourist.
I mean,
who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. To me, I'm just like, we're all humans on this rock. Like, I don't know. I like to personally submerge myself into, like, when I went to Peru last summer, anytime I go to a new country, I just like to fully immerse myself.
Yeah.
I don't, but also I am all about doing the tourist shit, you mm-hmm. know, because it's like, well, of course we're going to Paris. Of course we're going to the Louvre. And of course we're going to Versailles. Like, of course we're going to do all the touristy things. Well,
it's popular for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what makes being a tourist hard is that there's a lot of people and we don't like people. Yeah. So like, I guess if you're like comfortable with, you know, we missed out on a few museums because mm-hmm. the lines were crazy. So long and we're like, no, like we so badly don't want to be near that many people and stand in lines and waste our time that we decided to not be tourists. And instead go to some random cafe and get the biggest drinks that are bigger than our head. So it's like,
my God.
It's like, so it just depends. But then on the other hand, the Eiffel Tower is the most photographed monument in the world. And it makes me feel more than anything in the entire world. So it's like, that's still touristy, me loving the Eiffel Tower as much as I do and all the like pictures and things that I have about it, you know, in my life. I mean, I'm literally going to get it tattooed. So that's pretty tourist, right?
Yeah.
But it makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I mean, if people are want to be haters about tourists, whatever. And like anytime I catch myself being a hater about tourists, I'm just like, you know what? They're just trying to have a good time.
And okay. We have tourists in Nashville that are pretty annoying because it's bachelorette.
Yeah, honestly, probably drunk, I would say the most annoying.
Yeah.
Out of all tourists.
On Broadway, right? But guess what? We don't go there. We just don't go to Broadway because we're like, well, that's not our vibe. We don't like that many people. It's too loud. It's overstimulating. So it's like, if you don't like it, just don't do it.
But honestly, something that I've started doing is like, anytime you feel yourself be annoyed by tourists or like someone having a good time at their bachelorette group, whatever, just like, instead of being like, oh God, those girls, ugh, just be like, you know what? They're having a great time. I hope they are thoroughly enjoying themselves and like, stop making it about you. Okay. Like let them have a good time. It's just humans being humans doing human things.
I honestly, you know? When I see big groups, I'm like, oh my God,
I honestly love
like,
it for them.
I
though.
Feel I want, it makes me wonder like what the dynamic is. I was like, I want to know that. Like I immediately want to know the story. Like who's the leader? Who's like annoyed at who? Like I want to know the gossip. I'm like, give me the tea. And when I see them like matching or wearing things, I was like,
like, I love it.
The coordination. I'm like, so who coordinated this?
Yes.
Who is happy about this? Who? Yes. I don't know. I'm like, I literally see groups and I'm like, give me this tea. I
like
want
it's
tea.
People celebrating life, celebrating things. Like let them. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I literally went out with a friend who was getting a divorce, and we had like it was like a bachelorette, but like the opposite.
Oh, I love that.
And so we looked like tourists with their little sashes and whatevers, and in my own city. And I was like, okay, I don't care. People loved it, so it didn't really
literally
matter.
Don't care what people think.
Yeah.
Like,
live your life.
Literally.
And let
who
other
cares
people...
when are you going to see those people again? No, never again.
Never.
Literally never again. So it's like, who cares? Like, put the tripod up and video yourself. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, literally, if you want to see something, just do it.
And don't let other people ruin your good time, too. Like, if somebody's judging you for taking pictures or having a good time with your friends. They're just having a miserable day or having a miserable time, and let them be bitter and sad.
They're just jealous.
Exactly.
I mean, it's true.
It really is true.
And like, even I notice it in myself, you know, like if I'm like annoyed by someone, it's like, I'm just having a shitty day.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Right. Exactly. No, I feel that. So that's how we feel about that. Okay. So the last little bits, how we kind of talked about this with you, Kelsey, but how has the trip impacted your perspective on travel or life in general? And then any lessons learned or insights gained from the experience that you would want to like pass on
or not? I mean, every time I travel to a new country, it just reminds me of how big the world is. And it always just inspires me to travel more and to experience life. And there, like, it just makes me hungry to like do more and like experience more things. It also just always makes me question like what I'm doing with my life. I don't know, you know, I'm like, oh wow, I could just decide to move to Paris and start a new life. I could just, you know, change the complete trajectory of my life. Like, we always are just one decision away from changing the course of our entire life.
Yeah, for real.
And that is just so exciting to me too. Yeah. And yeah, so it's just always super inspiring for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just always like mesmerized. I feel like a little kid again, because it's like also creating new neural pathways in your brain whenever you're experiencing new things. And it also is really special and deepens our connection when we experience new things with other people in relationship. So yeah, it just makes me super grateful. And honestly, our life is a fucking movie. And I say that, I kept saying that. I was like, bro, our life is a fucking movie. Like,
yeah, it does feel that way.
What? I'm 29 and single in Paris with my girlies. Okay.
With your very not single girlies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think anytime I've gone on a trip and I come back, I have some version of like it, like inspiration and relief of the like tight grip I have on like my identity in the world. So I'm feeling like really good. Like today I've had like an amazing mental health day. I mean, it did start with some really great sex, so that started me off great. That. But then just everything else was just like rolling. And I feel so often like I get caught up in my identity in this world and like, you know, the career I hold or like the goals I achieve. And I do hold that to like such a high standard. And I think that's great. But there's been like this like relief and like release of that stress or pressure now that I'm like back home. Cause I'm like, it is kind of like, well, the world is huge kind of thing. Like there's so much more to explore. And like, I'm worried about like what I tell people I do in life.
Yeah.
The fuck. Like, I think I've come back more like, I just want to like be happy and make money and like do whatever the fuck I want to do.
And that's the thing about traveling. Like, you almost enter this vortex, right? Where you just forget the fact that you are Zamaria, social media manager, whatever, like whatever titles you have tied to your name, and you can just be.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just be.
Yeah.
And it's like, you remember that all those things don't matter. And I also watched Everything Anywhere All at Once on the flight back home.
Yeah.
And basically reminded me that, like, I don't know, it just is all, we're all just floating on this rock experiencing life and nothing really matters, but everything matters too.
It's like the little things in me, like in your life and the things that I do, whatever, it's like, it makes up, it's like all a mosaic of like who I am and like a part of my big life. I just like, honestly, just kind of relaxes me and like kind of takes the pressure off and makes me just want to do what I want to do and not be like so stressed, because like at the end of the day, who cares?
It, you know, also did that, though, like make me so grateful to have a life that I can't wait to get back to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, I'm so excited to get back to my life. Yeah. And that's a good feeling. I felt so grateful when I felt that.
I definitely felt invigorated in that way too. What about you?
I mean, obviously we're all, everybody says, I just love to travel, which we all do, right? So it's,
I feel like you learned a lot about yourself during this trip, though.
Bittersweet. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I also missed home a lot. And I was, didn't think I would say it, but I was happy to be home.
Yeah.
I was happy to get home. I've had a really good few days back home. I haven't thought about Paris like a lot. Like I have because I've looked through the pictures and stuff, but I am purposefully giving myself these few days because I also want to like hold on to this just in case I do that thing where I get really depressed all of a sudden because I'm not there anymore.
You won't.
So, but I think life has changed a lot as well. And obviously like my situation is different because I have a lot of big things coming up as well. And so my brain is already enamored with all of that stuff. So yeah. For this specific trip, it's like, I don't even have time to even like process yeah. mm-hmm. it all. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the second I got in my own bed with my man and put on Curb Your Enthusiasm and did my normal little thing, I was very grateful for mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But I also am just like, okay, what's my next trip? Like, where's the next place I want to see? Because the world yeah. is so big and I do want to see, I want to see it all. We all want to see it all. And every time I'm like the same, like every time I travel, I'm like, I have a thing what's where next? When I'm out though, I look at a human, a random human, and I'm like, they have a whole life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They went to work this morning or they didn't. They have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or three or, you know, like I like, there's so many people in the world.
Right.
And it really just like opens your eyes to how like insignificant you actually are.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people in the world, which yeah. also brings me back to the fact that like, why would you care what anybody thinks?
That's what I was saying. I was like, then it's like, it takes off the pressure of being
it
like,
it does.
What does like your place in the world really like do? Like, it's just all up in your head. Nobody mm-hmm, else,
right.
nobody else is concerned about who you are, what you do, mm-hmm. what you post. If you are on social media, if you're not, your career, like nobody cares. Like,
but also
living their own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also reminds you to just be kind because we're all way more alike than we are different. You know, we're all just living life on this planet.
Spinning rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just excited to see different places. Like yeah. I'm excited to open my brain because and see something I've never seen before or try something I've never tried before or like, mm-hmm. drown myself in a culture I don't know much about. Like, yeah. honestly, traveling.
I want to go on a trip with you guys, the place we've never been. Like, that would be so yeah. fun.
I honestly kind of wish we did that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Well, next time.
I do wish we did that instead. Like, I thought about that a lot because it would have been nice to use this trip as like
an excuse to go somewhere.
But there was
else.
A reason why.
Yes,
you know?
There was. There was. And obviously, I'm grateful, and I don't, you know, we don't know when it'll happen again. So I'm glad that it did, but it does.
Now you're on to the next.
Now I am ready to yeah. see. I saw my city twice and now I felt like, honestly, I don't know if y'all like, you could be like, Kelsey, chill out. But like, did y'all feel like I was like, this is my, it's like, I've been here before. I'm chill. Like I'm, you know, like, did you feel that? Cause I felt that. And I'm like, well, I can't be like, about Paris again because I already know her. She my yeah. boo. Like, you know what I mean? Where yeah. if we went somewhere else, I'd be like, ah,
yeah.
what? I don't know this place. I don't know where are we going. Like, what's yeah. going on? Like, I think
that's how it kind of, honestly, that's what I was trying to explain when I was like, it's like Cannes, because when I went to Cannes, because it is so similar, because like they have the same pharmacies, they have the same, mm-hmm. same language, it's the same like foods and stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, it was amazing, but I had experienced something so similar. Now, mm-hmm. places like the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, like that's obviously special because it's yeah. Paris. But like the culture in and of itself, I was like, I'm like, France has been, I've gone twice and I've wanted to go to Italy. I wanted to go to Spain. I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm like kind of on the same page with you. I'm like, all right, time for the next place. Like yeah. I did that and now I know it. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's also like, if I think of Paris as like a second home in a way, then of course, I'm going to want to visit somewhere else
exactly.
because that's a home now. So exactly. it's like, well, now I need to see new stuff and like I could come back to that. You know what I
exactly.
mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
That's where I'm at. I do want to like, I want to see something that I like wouldn't ever think when I was young to like put it on my list
yeah.
or like mm-hmm. just a culture that's so... Honestly, I want the challenge of going to a place where you don't walk into a place and they ask you if you speak English mm-hmm. or start speaking to you yeah. in your language. Like I want that like scariness, honestly. Yeah. Like I want to be like,
you want the challenge.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not by myself. I wouldn't do that by myself ever. But
no, for sure though. That's like, I kind of feel
that
you
does change
that.
You for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
Like when I went to Peru, or that was definitely like, whoa,
like being completely culture shocked is different.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally. Yeah. Okay, you guys, well, that was the end of the questions. This was our little like recap. Hopefully you guys like got some like good insight. I think we did. We mm-hmm. gave some good pointers. Obviously let us know what, if you've been to Paris, like what your favorites have been, or if you have any like tips and tricks, like go to Curio City Pod on Instagram, follow there, but also follow, and comment on these girls. So we got at Happy Fit Zam, that's Zamaria over there.
At Happy Fit Zam.
And then Kelsey is Kelsey J. Wells on all the things. And I am at Lauren Delery. So comment on my last thing. Let me know what you thought.
Let us know where we should go next.
Where
on
should
our
we
girls
go
trick.
Next? Yes. Yes. Let us know where we
I keep
should
trying
go.
To I was like, we should promise each other to go on a girls trip every year.
Yeah, that might be. Because
I'm the yes girl. I'm like, invite me on a trip. Yes. Well, all my friends are like, literally a friend today was texting me about a trip. And I was like, girl, I'm already going to Mexico in May. Like, hold up.
Yeah, you're a traveling queen.
Single girly things.
True, true. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We love you guys. Stay curious. And until next time. Bye.